This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
34 karat magic in the air. Yeah, but did you know there's 34 karat gold, not 24 karat gold? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you listening to? That was my Bruno Mars. That was my bad Bruno Mars. But that's okay. Because, see, I'm not a singer. I am a singer. I can sing. When the clock strikes half past six, babe, and we're headed for golden lights. I don't know why I picked that song to sing. Anyway, 24 Karat Magic, that's a song by Bruno Mars. There is such a thing as 34 Karat Magic in the air. Head to toe, so player. Anyway, what am I referencing? Come on, my producers are like, what are you referencing? I'm referencing poll numbers for black people for Trump. We have something to do with this. I feel like dancing, 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 boom, boom, boom. Yep, black people are musical people. So, 34% Rasmussen poll and Emerson poll, 34.5% black folks supporting Trump. Boom, boom. I was talking, look, I'm not taking credit for all of this. What I'm telling you is my team has been very responsible for these numbers. And here's what I'll tell you. They're going to get even better. KJRadio.com is who you're listening to. Well, that's the show you're listening to. I'm Kevin Jackson. I'm the KJ. So I've been talking about this project we've been doing around criminal justice, financed by some big wigs that want to see black people educated in these deals. And so I'm telling you, we're moving the needle. I'm not going to tell you we're the only ones. There are lots of people. I think Kanye West has done a masterful job. And people are like, you know, they're mad because of his religious album. I just saw an article just the other day about this. Somebody upset, you know, because Kanye, I don't even know what it was. I can't recall. But I know people were mad. And I'm going, mad about what? A dude finds religion, makes himself a gospel hip-hop song of sorts. It becomes the number one album in the world. It's not talking about B's and H's, if you know what I'm talking about. Well, B's and W's, if you want to spell it correctly. Okay, I'll say this. Itches and Moors. Does that help you? Anyway, he's not talking about that kind of stuff. He's not talking about how much money he has and how gangster he is and how many Rolls Royce and Bentleys he can ride up on and all that. He's talking about things that now have meaning to him. And there's somebody out there hating. Cracks me up, man. Stop all the hate. Anyway, 34%. Blacks, recent polls, 34% from Rasmussen, 34.5% from Emerson. Deneen Borelli wrote, boom, Democrats' worst nightmare. It's only going to get worse. Tom Bevin of Real Clear Politics, I gave him some data. I don't know when Tom's going to publish it. Is he waiting for the boom, the hammer to fall, the anvil to fall on the heads of the Democrats before he publishes our data? I don't know, but he has it. Trump campaign, they say, celebrated the news. It might shock Democrats that support for President Trump is rising among black Americans, but it shouldn't, Trump campaign Deputy Communications Director Aaron Perrine said. Blacks are more prosperous, and maybe prosperous, look that word up, than ever because of President Trump, with record low unemployment and rising paychecks. That's critical. Blacks now feel, and this is one of our issues around education, blacks feel like we can go out, start businesses, be successful in business, and bridge that gap between the kids that aren't working and capitalist companies. We're working on that. We've got multiple projects where we're trying to get this stuff launched. Anyway, says the polling bump only bolstered Trump's campaign decision to launch Black Voices for Trump. Yeah. We're going to campaign for every last African-American vote in 2020, Trump said in a speech launching a group with black supporters in Atlanta, Georgia. Perrine said the news would energize the coalition going into the president's reelection efforts. The Black Voices for Trump coalition will get the facts and the truth out there about the strength of America for blacks under Trump. Wow. Democrats? Whoo! See, they've had a stranglehold on the black population. But let me, this is bigger than just this part, that polling. That polling, I mean, it's huge numbers, but that polling's not the issue. The real issue is how vocal blacks can be. How vocal. It only takes a small percentage of blacks. I've told many people this. The small percentage of blacks that become vocal, that are willing to get out there and fight the fight, are just like the people that started the American Revolution. It only, I think they said something like 1% of Americans cared about separating from Britain. That was it. 1% of Americans. Let me tell you, 3% of blacks being vocal, going to school boards, you know, going and challenging these Democrats in different things. And I hate to put it this way, but not your white-collar, button-up, tie black folks. I'm talking about the people that are just everyday lives. You know, well, I'm not talking about doctors and lawyers and people like this. We have a young lady, Lucretia Hughes, who runs a Tea Party community for me, teapartycommunity.org. Lucretia, just think of her name, okay? That should tell you a lot. But Lucretia has lost a child to violence, a husband to prison. I mean, and she's a staunch conservative. These are the people that are out there that have, as they like to say these days, got woke. And she is a fighter. Oh my gosh, I hope you guys help her out. And we got a lot of initiatives going, but we got to get moving on this stuff. Anyway, Emerson defended their poll and they said, now, this isn't an anomaly. They said there are variances, and we're going to be watching the numbers. But somebody wrote, and I said this earlier, there's a November Morning Consult Politico poll reported only 18% of black registered voters approve of Trump's performance. Only 18. I said it earlier. That's double what any other Republican candidate has gotten in decades. Only 18? That's Armageddon for Democrats. So it's somewhere between 18 and 34, and here's what I'll tell you. It will be closer to the 34 as the election progresses, because we're going to be educating folks, black folks, about what's happening. Trump Break, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Tom Steyer. Have you seen his commercials? They are hysterical. He's like, I'm Tom Steyer. I'm a billionaire, and I built my business through crooked nature, business dealings and all that in the financial sector. And Donald Trump is a fraud. And he needs to be outed as a fraud, and we need somebody that can bring prosperity to America who defrauded and went my way and whatever. It's so funny to watch. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Have you seen these commercials? Seriously, have you guys seen them? Yeah? You haven't seen it? You did? Okay. Cool. What about you? I'm asking my radio audience now. If you've seen the commercial, let me know. I'm just curious. 844-551-8255 or kjradio.com. I've seen it twice. I haven't committed it to memory, but essentially it's my pocketbook is bigger than yours, and you know, I don't like you, so I'm going to talk bad about you, and I'm richer and I built my money and you're a fraud. That's what he's essentially saying. He's a butthurt billionaire leftist. Let's just be clear. His campaign commercials offer no solutions. They just beat up Trump. No solutions. He doesn't say, I'm going to really address trade, or I will really look at the devaluation of money, or I will really take a hardcore stance on, you know, he's a lefty, so he's going to look at dreamers. You know, he's going to let, we're going to let in these illegals, and we're going to not build a border wall and whatever else. We're going to implement LGBT training as mandatory for even parents. You know, whatever. Don't laugh, because y'all, you're laughing because you think I'm kidding. Okay, let me explain what I said that. Cornell University offers diversity training online to corporations. So if you work in corporate America, you are being trained on LGBT issues. Tell me I'm lying. You're being told, be careful with pronouns, treat transgenders with respect, use whatever gender they choose, or under penalty of death, or whatever. Tell me you haven't been to some sort of EEOC BS nonsense at your company, unless you work for yourself. And if you do, hook a brother up! Give me a job! No, I'm kidding. But you get what I'm saying, right? You're going through this. Oh, you thought it ended when you left school, right? It hasn't ended. Don't be a pawn in the game. You're still part of the game. The only question is, are you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show so you learn how to get out of the rat race? Stire. Jealous. Rightfully jealous of Donald Trump. In his commercials, he touts his business acumen. I built a company to billions of dollars. I'm worth a lot more than that white man. And I'm richer, I'm whiter, and I'm more evil. I'm Wall Street. Look, let me just say what Steyer is. He's Wall Street personified. He is the rich, white, industrialist, male, and the only thing redeeming quality for the left form is he's declared himself a Democrat. That's it. He's all of that. But let me tell you what else he is. He's a hypocrite, because give your money away. Capitalists give buku of your money away. Warren Buffett, and he says, we're going to give away half of our fortunes, but we've pledged to give away half of our fortunes before we die. Well, why not 3/4? Why not 90%? If you're worth $50 billion and you gave away 90%, let me do it. To carry the 2 times 3. Okay, you'd have $5 billion left. Could you survive? Could you survive on $5 billion? Of course you could. So they make it, you know, we're giving away a million. Let's give it all away. Keep $1 billion. You know how to make money. Keep $1 billion and re-up. Restart it. Give it away to folks. Anyway, Steyer touts his business acumen that he gets from cheating the system. Trust me, he's a cheater. And to win the presidency, Donald Trump did it on panache. He didn't cheat. In fact, he got cheated, and he still won. And that bugs these billionaires, man. And Steyer's not alone in his hatred of Trump, folks. All these leftist billionaires see the presidency as a sports team. Like Mark Cuban and the Mavericks. Each wants that ring, right? My precious, my precious. But none of them have the juice. None of them. I want you to understand what it took for Donald Trump to become president of the United States. It was truly against all odds. If you come back to me, it's against our odds. It's a chance I've got to take. I don't want to go all Phil Collins on you, but it was totally against all odds. How could I watch you walk away and let you leave without a trace? They didn't have the juice. Mark Cuban looks like a little puppy when he's in the presence of Trump. Tom Steyer, he's richer than Trump, but do you feel like, when you look at Tom Steyer, you don't feel like, wow, he's a better guy. You know, he's a bigger, better billionaire. I don't feel that way with Bloomberg. Donald Trump is boss, man. That's why, let me put it this way. I'm going to put it another way, because that's what I do. Let me put it this way. Nobody is rapping about Steyer. Nobody's rapping about Mark Cuban. Nobody's rapping about Jeff Bezos. These are people, not Cuban, but these other guys are much richer than Trump. They ain't in rap songs. They can't do. Bloomberg is not in a rap song. No, they cannot do what Donald Trump did, and they're jealous. They can't get that ring. Yeah, look, it's one thing to be able to go out and buy a team. I mean, that's the biggest prize for billionaires is I own the blah, blah, blah. I own Texas Rangers. I own the Dallas Cowboys. Well, good for you. But you know what they can't do? They can't become president. Can't become president. Takes a special kind of mentality. And Donald Trump said, not only can I become president, I will become president and I will excel at it. I will excel. I won't just do it. I'll do it in a way that it's never been done. I'll do it in a way that's going to make people talk about it for millennia. And let me tell you, when you think about everything that he's been up against and he's still performing like this, Donald Trump is essentially saying, I could do the presidency with my two arms tied behind my back and on one leg. That's pretty amazing. And so, you know, you got Sire, jealous, Bloomberg, jealous, Mark Cuban, when are you getting in, Mark? You jealous? Jeff Bezos said, hey, Bloomberg, will you do my dirty work for me because I'm going through this nasty divorce? I can't do it. All of them. Here's something. Let me give you this to chew on, leftists that listen to the program. You could put them all together, put all their money together, and Donald Trump would still kick their butts. I mean, that's a sad thought. Donald Trump would kick the butts of every leftist billionaire out there, and he would do it with ease. And they think they can get that ring. None of them will ever have that ring. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Officials say it could be a while before things are back to normal in Port Neches, Texas, after a chemical plant explosion overnight. Jefferson County Sheriff Jeff Brannick says residents near the plant have been evacuated as the fire continues to burn.
The main concern right now is, of course, public safety, the environment, and then fire suppression in that order.
Three people suffered minor injuries in the blast, and considering the magnitude of the explosion, officials say they're lucky it wasn't worse. Travel advisories are being issued as many flights are canceled due to powerful wind and snow in the Midwest. Chad Noble is a traveler at the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. He's hoping to get home before the holidays.
My wife called me up, said we have to change our flight. She just wanted to make sure we get to Thanksgiving on time.
Noble speaking to WCCO in Minneapolis, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is calling for action on student loan debt while paying down her own. The New York Democrat said she made a payment during a House committee hearing on student debt. The committee had been discussing ways to address the nation's estimated $1.5 trillion in student debt. 68 members of Congress reportedly have their own student loan debt.
Ocasio-Cortez makes her payment during a session because she knows how to draw media. $1.5 trillion of debt brought on by whom? Brought on by leftism, brought in by the ruse of college. The idea that you got to go get that college education. Go get that college education. So three out of four of you can come out and not use your degree. Go get it. So that black kids at 60% flunk out, won't even finish. You used to hear all the excuses. Well, there's family issues and they ran out of money and whatever. Okay, great. Why should they ever have even gone? They leave demoralized. Latinos are second worst. They leave demoralized, full of debt, $1.5 trillion of debt. A system that is an ecosystem of $1.7 trillion a year. In other words, that debt grows every single year. Go back and look at college debt 10 years ago, 5 years ago. That number just grows. And AOC wants to address it because she's saying, they should be free. Give them their money back. Are you going to benefit? How long have you been out of college? Have you paid off your loans? So you've paid off your loans if you had them, but Ocasio-Cortez wants you to now pay off somebody else's loans. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Speaking of Ocasio-Cortez, Obama made some remarks. I talked about a little bit about it earlier. I alluded to it. It was at the annual meeting of the Democracy Alliance. He said, Democrats, independents, and moderate Republicans do not align with the same beliefs that are found on certain left-leaning Twitter feeds or, quote, the activist wing of our party. They said this was a direct shot at Ocasio-Cortez, who's viewed as the face of the far left in the Democratic Party. Even as we push the envelope, and we are bold in our vision. Should I do it like him?
Even as we push the envelope, we are bold in our vision. We also have to be rooted in reality. The average American.
I'm not doing that well.
The average American doesn't think we have to be completely tear down the system and remake it. And I think it's important for us not to lose sight of that. I don't think we should be deluded into thinking that the resistance to certain approaches to things is simply because voters haven't heard a bold enough proposal. And if they hear something as bold as possible, then immediately that's going to activate them. Anyway, so here's the nuts and bolts of it is this.
There's a rift within the Democratic Party. Barack Obama is being forced to bring it up because it is the elephant in the room. I know everybody thinks the elephant in the room is Trump, but Trump's elephant can't even fit in the room. But AOC's elephant fits in the room, and it is the elephant in the room. Barack Obama continues, there's a lot of persuadable voters. There are a lot of Democrats out there who just want to see things make sense. They don't want to see crazy stuff. They want to see things a little more fair. They want to see things a little more just. And how we approach that, I think, will be important. Yeah, from the administration of the unjust, spoken like a truly unjust dude. So they say it's in direct opposition to what Ocasio-Cortez said in an interview on MSNBC, where she said that her personal political strategy is to come in with the boldest vision possible. But Ocasio-Cortez is a dreamer, but the problem about her dreams is, and look, I'm not trying, men have dreamed, when a man dreamed of going to the moon, I'm sure somebody thought, you're an idiot. How are you going to do that? So Ocasio-Cortez says, I would dream of keeping all the, getting rid of fossil fuels and transitioning to green energy and all that. You can dream all you want. That's not happening right now. Eventually, she's going to be looked at as sage because technology will be such that we won't rely on fossil fuels. We'll figure it out. But it isn't going to happen in 12 years or 10 years or whatever. It's going to take time. Says, one danger I see among young people, particularly on college campuses, says Malia, and I talk about this. I do get a sense sometimes that now among certain people, young people, and this is accelerated by social media, there's this sense sometimes of the way of me making change is to be as judgmental as possible about other people, and that's enough. Like if I tweet or hashtag about how you didn't do something right or use the wrong verb, then I can sit back and feel pretty good of myself. Because, man, did you see how woke I was? I called you out. Let me get on TV. Watch my show. Watch Grownish. He says, that's not activism. That's not bringing about change. He says, if all you're doing is casting stones, you're probably not going to get that far. That's easy to do. Now, I would say for us as conservatives, there's some advice. I would say it's easy to sit out there and go, oh, I could do this or do that or be this or I'm more clever or whatever, then get in the game. Get in the game. I had two people contact me last week. Kev, I want to help. I'll do this or that. Here's what I'm good at. I'm glad they told me. I want to help in this area. Fantastic. Bada bing, bada boom. Ready to go. Believe me, we need help. Writers, strategists, people that can help organize events, people, whatever. We need help. We need people to set up chapters of seeking educational excellence in their cities. I'm just telling you, get in the game. And here's how we're doing it. I come to the city. We find a benefactor who will donate $100,000 to get us started, enough to give somebody a salary to get moving, and enough to start planning events and working on the marketing. So about $100,000. And once we get that seed, we'll grow it. We'll have parents, we'll have students, we'll have whistleblowing teachers ready to talk to us. That's what we're trying to do. So if you're interested in that, contact us. But get in the game. You can't sit on the sidelines and criticize. It's like, you know, being mad at a politician, but you didn't vote. You don't have a whole lot of voice in it. Being mad at a situation, but you didn't vote on a bond initiative or something. They gave all that money to the schools. Did you vote? Nope. Don't complain. If you voted, then and if it didn't go your way, get active. My issue right now is every time I turn around, hey, let's give a school more money. Let's give a school more money. No, schools don't need any more money. Schools need to be held accountable. I was talking earlier about in the broadcast about going to this parents teachers deal at a guy's house. We were talking about DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion that's being implemented at these schools. And I said, so what's the data that shows that this improves anything in a school? They go, they didn't have it. I go, and here's the other data they don't have. They don't have outcome data. If you implement it, if you've implemented it somewhere else, what was the outcome? There wasn't any. There's no outcome that's good in here. They can't point to any. Okay, we added 14 more blacks, 3 Hispanics, and 2 Guatemalan midgets. And what did it get you? Nothing. We're still not teaching your kids. Because the teachers' unions don't care. They don't have to care. It's unbelievable. So, Obama is warning people about this stuff because he understands where they are. He understands that the Democrats have massive issues. I want to move on because we're not going to get to this subject if I don't. Oh, no, you know what? We probably shouldn't because, well, why not? Elizabeth Warren, she's not going to get the nomination, but she's still throwing out these trial balloons. And she suggested an all-woman ticket. And I asked myself, is anybody surprised by that? She's a feminist. A self-proclaimed nasty woman, and she's saying, I'm not going to pick a guy. I'm curious if there are any brain-dead moronic zombies that listen to the program, and I know there are. They don't understand it, but sometimes we have an interpreter app that lets the brain-dead understand what we're saying. It's a very sophisticated technology. Anyway, Warren says she's going to pick a woman. And I thought, who better for Warren to pick than Christine Blasey Ford? What do you think? Who should she pick as a running mate? I can't imagine somebody who could bring more notoriety to her campaign than her picking Blasey Ford. Wow. Sometimes I fool myself into how good I am at this. And Blasey Ford is coming off of receiving the ACLU's Courage Award. You understand that? Courage. They say she showed courage in making false allegations and coordinating with the Democrats in order to keep justice, at the time, Judge Kavanaugh, off the Supreme Court, in trying to smear a man and trying to ruin his life. Professional and personal. She gets the Courage Award from the ACLU. It's unbelievable.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Bunch of pansies now playing little kiddie sports and stuff. They've ruined kiddie sports. Jeff Foxworthy does a comedic set where he says the worst thing to happen to kids' sports are their parents. He says these kids just want to go out there, play, and have fun. And the parents are out there just acting a nut. I know that firsthand. My youngest son plays travel ball. Now, there's a difference between, you know, Little League and travel ball. Little League is kids that just love, you know, get out and play, win or lose, you know, have a good day, a bad day. Travel ball, these kids are serious. They want to play. Some of them think they can go into the pros, and they do. I'm not saying my kid can. I'm just saying he's a serious ball player. And he may play in high school. He may play in college. But, you know, he wants to give it his all and see how good he can become. That's what he's trying to do. And so there's a little less fun for them because when they strike out, they're mad. But they're learning all the time. I was telling my youngest son, I said, he went to hit a session of balls. And I bet you, no exaggeration, he hit 300 balls. You know, he has to, you know, think the timing of getting, keeping his shoulder up and spinning around and hitting the ball and all this other stuff. So he's literally working on mechanics of how to be a ball. I told him, I said, I honestly believe you've hit more balls in one session than I hit my entire life as a little league ball player. He probably hit more balls in one training session. And God forbid, do you think I had a pitching coach or a catching coach or a coach in general? Did I have YouTube to look at the technique for picking the ball? Man, you were just, you played baseball, you went home and did your chores. That's how it was for me. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And so now, you know, they got all these kids, rules for kids where, you know, they all are getting a trophy. They, you know, they don't keep score in some things. They go, no, we don't keep score. The kids go out, they play, no keeping score. Well, with that in mind, I can see why parents don't get upset, you know, if a referee does something. But why are you not keeping score? The kids know the score. They know how many times they've run around the bases or whatever. And it matters to them, but we don't keep score. Because nobody wants to demoralize a kid, make them feel bad. They all get their little championship ring or their little medal to put around their neck or their little rinky-dink trophy that means nothing. All my trophies when I was growing up meant something. I worked to get them. I remember getting third, second and third in punt, pass, and kick, and I was mad. I so wanted gold. I wanted gold one day. I never won gold in punt, pass, and kick. I always got second or third. And how much time did I practice? Not much. It was all natural athletics. Whatever I did, it was because I didn't get any. There was no practice, man. I had chores, school chores, and then I'm not going to say I didn't goof off. I fished and hunted every day. But I didn't practice. But I didn't have it. My grandparents didn't say, you want to be a professional athlete or a good athlete? You going to practice every day and it won't get you a trainer? Are you kidding me? I'm not making excuses because I think most young black kids probably say the same thing. And to be honest with you, so would most young white kids. Most young white kids can't afford that either. They can't afford half the crap I've given to my sons and that you probably give to some of your, give to your kids. Not, I mean, that, back in the day, you know, there's a handful of people that could do. Let me put it this way. The middle class is more capable of delivering those types of things for their kids today than at any point in history. And certainly under Donald Trump, that's the case. All of this to lead up to a story regarding lopsided scores. Story. Coach of a New York high school football program was suspended for one game for allegedly allowing his team to run up the score on a fellow undefeated opponent. Plain Edge High School coach Rob Shaver was suspended under Nassau County's lopsided scores policy. Did you even know that existed? I didn't. If you could beat somebody 100-0, you beat them 100-0. That's simple. I'm going to go on because I want to give you kind of an idea of why this is such a big deal to me. He says, his team defeated Southside High School 61-13. Shaver decided to keep his best players in the game despite being 35 points being up by 35 points in the fourth quarter. Shaver told Newsday his explanation to the committee who decides on whether he should be suspended was shot down. The policy prohibits teams from winning games by more than 42 points. So he violated that by 6 points. They thought it was a mismanaged game, which my opinion is that isn't the rule. He told the newspaper it should be. You ran up the score on purpose. That's what the intent of the rule is for. Shaver added, what made me the most upset, to be honest, is listen, if the Southside coach complained and said, this guy definitely ran up the score on us, well, then they should investigate. But that's the intent of the rule. The spirit of the rule is to prevent better teams from running up on lesser teams and sportsmanship and dignity and all that stuff. I get it. That didn't happen. Southside coach Phil Ernesto told Newsday he had no problem with the score. I had no problem, no issue with how the game went. He said, I had spoken to Coach Shaver and I had no issues. Plain Edge is now the lone undefeated team in Conference 3 in Nassau County, but he's going to miss the team's final game of the season. Now, let's talk about the implications of this. Lopsided score rule. It's kind of like in boxing where they say, you can't fight somebody that doesn't have a number, or martial arts. You can't fight somebody that has, like, nobody's going to fight that's 20-1 is going to fight a guy that's 1-0. You know, or 2-1. They don't do it. Your records have to match. They look at the competition because they don't want anybody dying in the ring. It would be bad for the sport. So they make sure they bring in athletic, you know, commissioners, and they bring in doctors, and they will make sure they go, okay, you had any concussion, whatever. If you had a concussion, you can't fight for a certain amount of time. You have to wait. Things like this to protect the sport. And in some cases, they don't want, like I said, they don't want mismatches because it isn't even fun. It's not fun for the team. It's not fun for the fans. So they try to match things up the right way. But occasionally, you will get a team that'll say, it's our first game. We want our boys to win. We know we can beat this. You know, if we're a 5A school, we know we can beat this 2A school. And so they institute this lopsided rule. So they say, you know you're overmatched. When you get to a point where your kids have gotten a workout, then stop. I don't agree with it, by the way, because here's the deal. The other coach doesn't have to accept the game. And the other coach can say to his players, listen, I've matched you up with a team that has better athletes, that have a better program, etc. The likelihood of you winning the game is pretty slim. But you know what? You're never going to get any better unless you play teams like this. I'm going to tell you right now, you could be... They could beat us 100-0. But let me tell you what I want for you. I want you to go out there and play hard at a level of competition you will likely never face again and play your hearts out and see if you can disrupt them. Have you ever had these guys that they go, our record is so bad, we're just out here to try to win the game. It's usually like you'll have a team in professional football that's got a record of 12-1 or something. And the other team is 1-13 or 1-12. And so the team knows we're not going into the playoffs. Let's just go out there and do what we can to disrupt everything this other guy wants to do. So my question for people that like the lopsided rule would be, how do you create a scenario where you tell a kid, look, this is a no-win situation, but I want you to go in and play your hardest? Oh, you don't know where it fits? Okay, well, let me give it to you. There are men who are called into war, and a lieutenant will bring them over, or a colonel, and say, hey, this is a suicide mission. I don't expect you to survive, but we got to go get Ryan, Private Ryan, or we got to go blow up that bridge or take that hill or do whatever. Who's in it? You get what I'm saying? What lopsided rule does is it takes away the potential for somebody to say, I don't care if we can't win. That's what people say all the time. You're too little. You're too ugly. You're too short. You're too this. You're not smart enough. Well, you know what? Give me a chance. But you know what we're doing? We're taking that chance away. Because we don't want a lopsided rule. The other thing we take away is the rivalry. Beat me by 60 points and it becomes my mission in life to beat you. I want to get you then. I'm like, oh, they beat us that bad. Man, I can't wait. Next year, it may not be next year, in 2 years. That's how rivalries form. That's good for kids. Boy, we take everything away from people that put that drive in your gut, and it infuriates me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.